is Thursday, May 26th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management here with Alan Brugler. Alan, are we going to see $11 soybeans before this rally is over?
I think meal's probably still the driving force there. We had major chart resistance for meal at 412 and change and stuck our head above that this morning. The jury's out whether it stays there. But if it gets through there, then, yeah, I think the beans can go above 11. But I think it'll be a little difficult to do it ahead of the holiday weekend here. You got the funds wanting to take a little money off the table. Some of the local specs, of course, like to make it a four-day weekend instead of a three-day weekend. You do have a historical tendency for prices to be down on the Tuesday after Memorial Day, about 67% in both corn and beans. But I would point out also that on the years when it doesn't do that, they tend to be big moves up.
Is there a price that soybeans should get to since soybean meal is above $400?
Well, we're just getting ready to release some proprietary research, so I can't give you the exact number here, but we can tell you that beans are considerably cheaper than they've been at other times that meal was $400.
So there's a strong price correlation between the two.
Yeah, and I can tell you that we've got a scatter plot that basically shows that. That doesn't mean they have to go up. One thing that's different this time is we've got 350 million or 300 million or pick your number carryout. So meal's getting run up, but we're not short of beans. I'm going to be very interested in the USDA's monthly crush report on Wednesday. That's the CAIR report, which shows the crush for last month. And, you know, we've got meal running up, but are we in fact using more beans? If you're really starting to use the beans, you ought to see the basis firming, which isn't happening. And you ought to see that crush report next week show a big number. So one of the reasons the beans are lagging is because they don't have that evidence. It has a lot of aspects of a short squeeze in the July meal.
What about corn? How high do you think corn prices could climb?
Well, we're thinking if we can hold that breakout above 410, then our price and probability forecast average move for an up year would be 434, given where we were back in March. We published that back the first week of March. Again, we have to hold that 410 area first because there's technical considerations. But 434 would not be too expensive given other years where we rallied during this time period.
How can people get a hold of you for more information?
They can get us at 402-697-3623, our website, www.bruglermarketing.com. If you drop me an email at alanb@bruglermktg.com, I'll send you a report on that Memorial Day price spread.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening. Have a great day.